AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After rebuffing U.S. requests for months, Russia's defense minister spoke with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Officials say the call didn't appear to signal any change in Moscow's war in Ukraine. A senior Defense Department official tells the AP Austin believes the hour-long conversation was important in keeping communications open, but didn't resolve any acute issues or lead to any change as the war in Ukraine enters week 12. A mixed ruling by the Texas Supreme Court. Child welfare officials can investigate gender-confirming treatments for minors as child abuse.
It's another development in the culture wars, with state lawmakers using transgender rights as a political football. Texas child welfare officials say they opened 9 investigations after Governor Greg Abbott issued an order that they had to look into reports of gender-confirming care for minors as child abuse. A lower court issued an injunction in March after the parents of a 16-year-old filed a lawsuit. Today, the state Supreme Court ruled to lift the injunction, allowing investigations to continue while the case goes on to trial in July. But the court articulated the limits of the governor's authority, and Lambda Legal, which helped bring the lawsuit, calls the decision a win because it puts the state's investigation into that particular family on hold. The governor's directive goes against the opinion of the nation's largest medical groups like the American Medical Association. I'm Jennifer King.
Elon Musk says he's putting his plans to buy Twitter on hold. The reason? He wants to pinpoint the number of spam bots, fake accounts, on Twitter. Professor Sarah Silver at Quinnipiac University in Connecticut says it means
this is a pretext for getting out of the deal. It's simply not credible that he didn't know this was an issue. He's a very sophisticated investor, and this has been a problem disclosed in SEC filings for years.
Musk later tweeted he's still committed to the acquisition. A federal judge heard arguments on whether the Biden administration can lift pandemic-related restrictions soon on migrants requesting asylum. This is AP News. Queen Elizabeth made her first public appearance in weeks at the Royal Windsor Horse Show.
The monarch sat in the front passenger seat of the car and spoke to a small group through the window. After pulling up to the parade ground near Windsor Castle, she seemed relaxed and smiled, while dozens of photographers a few feet away tried to capture the moment. The Queen's public appearances are being closely watched as Britain prepares to celebrate the monarch's 70 years on the throne with 4 days of festivities from June 2. The monarch, who's 96, has curtailed her schedule in recent months as she recovered from COVID-19 and coped with unspecified difficulties in moving around. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A 31-year-old copywriter's 7-layer lemon Swiss roll and Amoretti trifle beat 5,000 desserts in a UK-wide competition to become the official pudding, or dessert if you're not British, of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.